Storm chaser wannabes, Weather Channel junkies, here's one way to get your fix. Across the country, the National Weather Service offers training for storm spotters, volunteers trained to report on severe weather as it moves through their communities. Missy Shelton of member station KSMU in Springfield, Missouri, reports.
Here at the National Weather Service Forecast Office in Springfield, there's no shortage of high-tech devices to help meteorologists like Megan Terry monitor and predict the weather.
Right now we're looking at a radar image across the Ozarks in eastern Kansas. So we can pull in our radar data, we can overlay it if we want with satellite data, we have numerical model data, graphics data. You know, it's almost overload, the amount of data that we can look at.
But in some cases, that computer data is no substitute for doing it the old-fashioned way, going outside and looking up at the sky. That's essentially what storm spotters do, observe cloud formations and report them to emergency management officials or the local weather service office. They use the spotter's information to help decide when to activate warnings. Chris Mayer is a meteorologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
You can have the best Doppler radar network in the world and satellites and all the best technology out there, but it's still not going to tell you what's happening on the ground beneath the severe thunderstorm. And that's the void that the weather spotters fill.
Since the early 1970s, the National Weather Service has used spotters as its eyes and ears on the ground. There are spotters in every state, nearly 280,000 of them nationwide. Many attend training sessions like this one in central Missouri. About 50 people are gathering at Osage Beach City Hall on a rainy night to listen to National Weather Service meteorologist Steve Runnels. There are several EMT personnel in the crowd, but most of the people here aren't wearing any kind of uniform. They're amateur radio operators, retirees, and even a couple of high school students.
My name is Rebecca Monka. I'm 16. When I'm at school in between classes, if the weather's really bad and I see something and I know what it is, I know to be a little bit more careful and to make sure I'm inside.
During the training session, Steve Runnels plays storm video to teach the group how to identify dangerous situations that may not at first be obvious.
You do not have to attend this class to spot a mile-wide tornado producing 250-mile-an-hour winds bearing down on Osage Beach. If I can put you in a position to identify the type of thunderstorm that you're dealing with before the storm produces its weather, in particular tornadoes, then we can save lives together.
Harold Ward is glad to see so many people at this storm spotter training class. He's the county coordinator of emergency management, and he's convinced that storm spotters helped save lives during a tornado outbreak 4 years ago.
We had a sheriff's deputy report debris falling from the sky, which prompted me to activate warning sirens across the county. Although very unfortunate that we had some deaths related to that storm, I feel like it was a lot better situation had we not activated the storm warning sirens when we did.
And some communities don't have sirens. Bill Hinkle and his wife Alice came to the storm spotter training for that very reason.
We don't have anything as far as warning system in our neighborhood.
We live up on top of the hill, and most of our friends live down on the lake. We figure we can spot a tornado maybe a little quicker than they could down there.
After watching some of the videos, Alice Hinkle discovered that spotting a tornado isn't always easy.
Looking at the clouds can be deceiving, and well, it's like that one that, you know, it's coming down, but it's not rotating. But when you first look at it, you would think it would be a tornado, but it's not.
With tornado season upon us, it may not be long before these newly trained spotters put their skills to use. For NPR News, I'm Missy Shelton.